Hello, group leaders, Pastor Kevin, Pastor Vince, and Resident Emily with you today for podcast number 47. Today's topic is hospitality and hosting group life. And with us is perhaps a familiar voice, Laura Mulligan. Laura's been on the podcast before. Laura, tell the folks who you are and what you do.
Yeah, my name's Laura Mulligan. I am the care team coordinator here at the Pickerington campus, and I'm also a Grace Group co-leader and a Grace Group host.
Awesome. So, Laura, you've hosted group for, 7 or 8 years or so, and so you know a thing or two about hosting and hospitality. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean to you? What is hosting and hospitality for, in particular, a Grace Group? What does that mean?
So for me, hospitality means just making someone feel at home. So it means practically welcoming them at the door, taking their coat, offering them a drink, especially if they're a first-time guest. You definitely want to do that. If they're a regular member of our group, it means just leaving the door open and that they feel comfortable enough to just come in, grab a drink from the refrigerator, and have a seat. I think this is really important because if someone feels at home in our house, then they're much more likely to share what's going on in their life and mm-hmm. any struggles that they may be having and mm-hmm. open up about their walk with Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think you're spot on with that. Could you share some things that you do to make people feel welcome and comfortable in your home?
Yeah, I mean, I try to think about their five senses and when they come to our house. So I think about what will they see when they walk in. So we try to always make sure that our house is clean, the bathrooms are clean, and the environment looks nice. And then we're really intentional about things like lighting to make it like a relaxing environment. And then think about what they'll hear. So there's enough chaos in this world that we want to try to create a quiet space for them. And so we don't have the TV on or loud music playing. And it might be harder to have some calm in the chaos for some groups with little ones. But we happen to be in a season of being empty nesters. So our house is naturally more quiet now. So sometimes we'll play some quiet instrumental worship music in the background just to make it more peaceful. The next sense we think about is what will they smell. So we try to have a candle burning or the fireplace on or something in the oven that makes the place smell warm and homey. So it's kind of distracting if you go into a place and the house smells weird.
Don't cook fish before.
Yeah, maybe that. Don't microwave fish right before. And I may be guilty of that in the office once or twice. So then next we think about what are they going to touch? So we want to make sure everyone has a comfortable seat for the conversation. It's hard to focus for about an hour and a half if they're uncomfortable. And then last, what will they taste? And we have the blessing that my mom lives with us, and she's a great cook and baker. So she usually makes something delicious for a group to have as a snack. And nothing says welcome like warm chocolate chips or brownies.
Mm, wonderful.
I'll have to come over.
So since you've hosted for so many years, have your practices in hosting and the things that you pay attention to, have they changed over time?
I would say yes, because I used to think that the way to be a good host was to have everything absolutely perfect. And I'd put a ton of pressure on myself to just really run around and get everything ready. But I think I've grown to realize that sometimes it's okay to have a stack of mail on the desk or dishes in the sink when people come over, and because it's really not about being perfect. It's about being real and relatable. I host and co-lead our group, so I've realized that it's more important for me to have time for prayer and quiet time in my spirit before the group arrives than it is for me to have a perfect house and be super stressed when they walk in.
Yeah, I think you're so right about that. I think sometimes people avoid hosting or hospitality and get nervous about it because they think their house has to be perfect or everything has to like look beautiful, but I think it can be done in a messy house with your kids' unfinished science project on the kitchen table or whatever that is.
Totally agree.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you've talked a little bit about giving hospitality on like the giving end, but how has it impacted you on the receiving end in your life?
So I was thinking about this, and we bought our house about 10 years ago. And when we did, I really felt the Lord leading us to use it for small groups. There's a really good space in our living room for several people to sit in circles. So over the years, we've hosted many groups in our homes, and there have been really deep conversations. There's been laughter and tears and support and friendships built, and I've seen growth happen in marriages and incredible growth in our own faith, and my husband and I and our marriage as well. So being a host of a Grace group has really been a blessing in our life as much as it has that we've been able to bless others.
Can you share a moment when you maybe realized how important hospitality is in your group?
Yeah, so I don't know that there's a specific moment, but just kind of over the course of hosting and co-leading, you just always assume that people have other people in their life providing mm-hmm. support. Yeah. And I realized through hosting a group that for some people, this is the only community they have outside of their immediate family. And having a place where, as they say on Cheers, everybody knows your name and your story and they know your story. It's just really important for your mental health and your spiritual health. And, you know, God designed us to be in community. So
yeah,
I'm super glad that he provided a space for us to be able to do that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Laura, you know, from being on staff and being a group leader for a long time that everything we do here at Grace, we base on scripture. Like, that's our example for all things, right? Mm-hmm. Tell the friends here how you see hospitality in scripture.
So I think about this often when I think about Mary and Martha, and I really want to be a good mix of both of them. So in Luke 10, they talk about where Martha is running around the house and making preparations for a dinner that she was preparing. But at the same time, Mary sat at the Lord's feet and listened to him teaching. And so when Martha was complaining to Jesus that Mary wasn't helping, Jesus just really gently told Martha that Mary had chosen the right thing to do. So, I mean, I do really want to be a good host. So I'm going to work hard to make the preparations for our group that need to be made. But when the group is in my home, I really want to be present for them and then also quiet my heart and my mind so I can hear God's voice and anything that he might want me to share with the group. So I try to be a good mix of Mary and Martha in hosting.
Yeah, I think that's a really good heart posture to sort of have around it. I feel like hospitality is more than just practice. It's really is about that heart posture that you have towards it and being there for people. Mm-hmm. So think about hospitality as sort of like a full circle thing. What does it look like both during and then also after a group gathering?
So during our group, I try to really notice people and see what they might need. So I try to be in tune with, are they too hot? Are they too cold? Are they sharing something really hard that they might need a tissue to wipe their tears? Did they want another special option to eat or drink that we than what we had out for snacks? So I try to be mindful of making them feel at home the whole time they're there, not just when they arrive. And then after our group, my husband and I just have a habit of cleaning up together, and we just have a quick chat about how did the group go. And I usually ask him if there was anything that he saw that we needed to improve for the next group time. And then we discuss, is there anyone in the group that we need to pray for or follow up with in a few days? And we try to do that.
You mean our care team coordinator is paying attention to care needs?
I try really hard to do that. And but, you know, here's the thing. We know that people are really busy, and taking time out of their week to come to our home is a really big deal, and we don't take that lightly. And so it's our job as a host to make them feel like our home is an extension of their church, where they can build relationships with others and grow in their faith in God. And we do it imperfectly, but we try to do our best.
That's really good. So Laura, thanks for your time and your sharing your thoughts with us. Group leaders, I pray that you have heard something that makes sense to you and a nugget or two that you will implement into your group life over the coming weeks as we head now into the 5 weeks of Worthy of It All. Thank you all. God bless. See you next week.